early growth of the star formation rate function in the epoch of reionization, an approach with rest frame optical emissions, by Yoshihisa Asada et al. We present a star formation rate function, SFRF, at Z approximately 5.8 based on star formation rate, SFR, derived by spectral energy distribution, said, fitting on data from rest frame UV to optical wavelength of galaxies in the CANDELS good south and north fields. The resulting SFRF shows an excess to the previous estimations by using rest frame UV luminosity functions, LFs, corrected for the dust extinction with the IRX beta relation, and is comparable to that estimated from a far infrared LF. This suggests that the contribution of dust-obscured intensively star-forming galaxies to the total star formation activities at Z approximately 6 is underestimated with the previous approach based only on rest frame UV observations. We parameterize the SFRF with using the Schechter function and obtain the best fit parameter of the characteristic SFR, SFR caret asterisk, when the faint end slope and characteristic number density are fixed. The best fit SFR caret asterisk is comparable to that at Z approximately 2, when the cosmic star formation activity reaches its peak. Together with SFRF estimations with similar approach using rest frame UV to optical data, the SFR caret asterisk is roughly constant from Z approximately 2 to Z approximately 6 and may decrease above Z approximately 6. Since the SFR caret asterisk is sensitive to the high SFR end of the SFRF, this evolution of SFR caret asterisk suggests that the high SFR end of the SFRF grows in the epoch of reionization to a similar level as at Z approximately 2. Dot. This was early growth of the star formation rate function in the epoch of reionization, an approach with rest frame optical emissions, by Yoshihisa Asada et al.